How would he put it?
Tucking home.
Okay. If, let's suppose you get, you're out in a boat, and you get stuck, maybe on a sandbar, and you have to tie a rope to it and get out, and what?
You'd be, have to be towed.
Towed, okay.
Yeah.
If you, let's suppose your car went dead and you tied a rope on the bumper of your car and pulled it. Okay? Now, let's suppose you get in and you get your car gets stuck and you don't want to pull it, but you want to get behind it. Okay? Alright.
Tow it in.
Well, you probably, if you're, you get behind it, what do you
push it.
Alright, and if you get in front of it, you're doing what? With the rope. You grab hold of this rope and
pull it.
Okay. If you had to carry a suitcase a long way and you finally got it there, you'd probably say to the person, well, I took this suitcase and I, and you're going to get the idea you carried it a long way, but you're not going to use the word carried. What other word would you use?
Well, I think I'd just say I had it carried.
Okay.
You know, a long way.
Alright. Yeah, I think we may have answered that.
And I'm tired from carrying it.
Yeah.
A long way.
Okay. If you made a cake, put a nice chocolate icing on it, and you didn't want anybody to bother it, what would you tell them to do?
Hands off.
Okay, or what else? Don't.
Don't touch the cake, or don't eat any of the cake.
Okay. If you needed a knife to cut that cake later on, and you had it in here and you forgot the knife, you might say, if you wanted somebody to go get you a knife, what would you tell them to do?
Would you please get me a knife?
Okay.
So I can cut the cake.
Okay. If you're playing tag, remember when you used to play tag?
Uh-huh.
All right, let's say you had a tree, and if you were touching that tree, they couldn't tag you and make you it. What would you call that tree? Understand?
Home.
Home, okay. If I throw you a ball, what do you do?
Catch it.
Okay.
I'll try to.
I'll try to. Okay, did you ever do that when you were little?
Oh, sure, I played ball.
Okay.
Just pitch.
Pitch.
That's all.
You very good at it, or did you?
Not too good. I enjoyed basketball.
Basketball.
I played that a little, not too much.
Okay. If you told me to meet you at a certain place, you said, I'll be there at 6 o'clock, but if you're not there,
I can't wait any longer.
Okay.
I'll be gone.
All right, but the idea is if you would wait, what would you say? I'll be there at 6. If you're not,
I'll wait a few minutes.
Okay. All right. If I threw you the ball, I kept throwing you that ball we were talking about, and you couldn't catch it, and I said, well, I'm just not going to throw it to you again, and you wanted me to do it one more time, what would you say?
I'd say, oh, I'll try again.
All right, or you'd say, give me another
chance.
Okay. If somebody's in a very good mood, you might say he's, besides using the word mood, you might say he is in a very
good mood.
All right, besides
pleasant.
Pleasant. All right, sometimes people use this word. Are you familiar with that word? He is in a very good
humor. Good humor.
Good humor, okay. If you hired somebody here to cut your grass and he didn't do a very good job, and you said, well, I'm just tired of him, I want to